God has chosen the foolish things of this world to shame those who think that they are very wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to expose those who think that they're so strong. God asked Moses, what was that in his hand? It's just a simple little rod, Moses said. Then God enabled him to do miracles, and with that rod overcoming Pharaoh's mind. And God has chosen the foolish things of this world to shame those who think that they are very wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to expose those who think that they are so strong. Jesus was preaching all day to a crowd, and a hungry crowd had no food to eat. But one boy had five fish and some bread. Jesus took it and he fed over 5,000 people. God has chosen the foolish things of this world to shame those who think that they are very wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to expose those who think they are so strong. Samson is known for strength in his hair. Then Delilah gave him up to God's enemies. We know his strength came from his God. And Samson slew them all with the donkey's jawbone. Despise what seems weak to the world. God will use the weakness to bring down giants. It pleases him to bring to nothing what is mighty. A shepherd boy there in the fields. He was pretty much despised by his brothers. And then they came up against Goliath the giant, and David killed him with the sling and one stone. God has chosen the foolish things of this world to shame those who think that they are very wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to expose those who think